This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden returned to the Royal Castle in Warsaw, Poland, where he delivered a speech last year, a month after Russia invaded Ukraine. VOA's Patsy Wodakoswara reports.
In his latest speech, he defended the Western Alliance's effort to help Kyiv defend itself.
1 year ago, the world was bracing for the fall of Kyiv. Well, I just come from a visit to Kyiv, and I can report Kyiv stands strong. Kyiv stands proud. It stands tall. And most important, it stands free.
On the same day, Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke to an assembly of Russian lawmakers, saying the U.S. and NATO wants to inflict a strategic defeat on his country. He suspended participation in the New START Treaty, a landmark nuclear arms control pact, and threatened to resume nuclear tests. Patsy Wodakoswara, VOA News, Warsaw.
And experts say that Russia may appear to be entering a more militaristic phase of global relations with President Vladimir Putin's suspension of the last remaining nuclear arms pact between the U.S. and Russia.
Putin made the announcement in a bitter State of the Nation speech, in which he also cast Russia as a victim and the one fighting for its existence in its war in Ukraine. He noted Russia is not withdrawing from the START nuclear pact, but reaction to the suspension was swift. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg had this.
Over the last years, Russia has violated and walked away from key arms control agreements. With today's decision on New START, the whole arms control architecture has been dismantled.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And President Biden is wrapping up his